When the World Trade Center was attacked on Tuesday, President George Bush was visiting a middle school in Florida, but Vice President Dick Cheney was working in his White House office. A member of his staff told him of the event. Shortly after the second plane struck, Vice President Cheney spoke by phone with the president. This morning, Mr. Cheney appeared on NBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert. The vice president remembered a grave day, which began after he talked to the president and the Secret Service rushed into his office.
Under these circumstances, they just move. They don't say, sir, or ask politely. They came in and said, sir, we have to leave immediately, and grabbed me and
literally grabbed you and moved you.
Yeah, and they're, you know, your feet touch the floor periodically, but they're bigger than I am, and they hoisted me up and moved me very rapidly down the hallway, down some stairs, through some doors, and down some more stairs into an underground facility under the White House. And it's a, in effect, a corridor locked at both ends. And they did that because they'd received a report that an airplane was headed for the White House.
This is Flight 77, which had left Dulles.
Flight 77. It left Dulles, flown west towards Ohio, been captured by the terrorist. They turned off the transponder, which led to a later report that a plane had gone down in Ohio. But it really had, of course. Then they turned back and headed back towards Washington. As best we can tell, they came initially at the White House. And
the plane actually circled the White House?
Didn't circle it, but was headed on a track into it. The Secret Service has an arrangement with the FAA. They had open lines after the World Trade Center was
tracking there. It by radar.
And when it entered the danger zone and looked like it was headed to the White House was when they grabbed me and evacuated me to the basement. The plane obviously didn't hit the White House, turned away and we think flew a circle and came back in and then hit the Pentagon. And that's what the radar track looks like. The result of that, once I got down into the shelter, the first thing I did is a secure phone there. First thing I did was pick up the telephone and call the president again, who was still down in Florida at that point, and strongly urge him to delay his return.
You told him to stay away from Washington.
I said, delay your return. We don't know what's going on here, but it looks like you know, we've been targeted. And one of the things that we did later on that day were tied directly to guaranteeing presidential succession, and that our enemies, whoever they might be, could not decapitate the federal government and leave us leaderless in a moment of crisis. It's why, for example, when we have a State of the Union speech and we've got the entire government assembled, president, vice president, congressional leaders, cabinet, and so forth, we always leave a cabinet member out. It's always taken to a secure location and set up there in case something should happen in the House chamber so we still have a president. And in the days since, we've always maintained to say, I've spent a good deal of my time up at Camp David since the president returned to the White House, just so that we weren't both together in the same place so we could ensure the survival of the government.